Quick, which NFL team currently holds the league's best record? If you said Denver, New England, Detroit, or Philadelphia, you were wrong, but not too far off. And if you said Oakland, you've been paying even less attention to the NFL than I have. The answer is Arizona, but outside of their home state, the Cardinals aren't getting the kind of buzz that a 7-1 record normally generates. I'm joined now by the Arizona Republic's Kent Summers, who tells us what the rest of the football world has been missing. Kent, welcome back to Only a Game.
Oh, thanks for having me.
The Cardinals are leading the NFC West, and that's a division that includes Seattle, last season's Super Bowl champs. I see evidence that fans are somewhat irked at the lack of national attention. How's the team feeling about that these days?
I think they're just fine with it. They're sort of in their own little cocoon, and I think there have been enough national people through Phoenix and through their headquarters that they don't feel like they're too ignored. And I think they've kind of adopted the philosophy, well, you know, it's not college football, so it doesn't really matter what people think of us because of where we rank, et cetera. We're, you know, as long as we're atop the standings, they're not sweating it.
Years after his heyday with the Rams, quarterback Kurt Warner guided the Cardinals to the Super Bowl back in 2009 and another playoff appearance the next season before he retired. Now the Cardinals have Carson Palmer, formerly of the Bengals and the Raiders. Is Arizona now the place old quarterbacks go to have a last hurrah?
It's beginning to look like it, where they go to have their careers resurrected a first time, and in Warner's case, a second time. And it's funny, the coach, Bruce Arians, here, when he arrived, he's 62 years old and his first NFL head coaching job. And then Palmer at age 33 arrives last year at the same time. And Arians said, you know, we're like two old cowboys at our last rodeo. We both know this is it.
I love it. That's great. Arizona's leading rusher, Andre Ellington, hasn't had a 100-yard rushing game this season. Perennial Pro Bowler Larry Fitzgerald has more than 500 receiving yards, but only two touchdown catches. How are the Cardinals producing enough offense to win all these games?
They've done it really with defense primarily. It's been the most consistent thing through eight games. So that's been a real surprise, but that consistency has allowed the offense to have some up and down performances. And it's also an offense that has a number of real scoring threats. It's not what it used to be when Larry Fitzgerald, you know, it was almost a given that he was going to get 100 catches and 1,300 yards receiving and double-digit touchdowns in a season. They've got Andre Ellington. They've got not only Fitzgerald, but Michael Floyd and a rookie from Pittsburgh State in Kansas, John Brown, who has four touchdowns. So Carson Palmer has a lot of threats at his disposal. They spread the ball around pretty well.
Last weekend, the Cardinals beat the Cowboys, also a very good team this year, and you wrote that Cardinals fans are finally outnumbering Dallas fans in Arizona. What's the evidence of that, and why was Dallas more popular there to begin with?
Well, before the Cardinals moved here in 1988, the Cowboys games were televised here almost weekly, and they were by far the most popular team here. And there were several Arizona State players who went on to the Cowboys who had great success, so that obviously helped. And then in the early days when the Cardinals were playing at Sun Devil Stadium at Arizona State, the crowds were probably 70% Cowboys. You know, over the 18 years they were at Sun Devil, I think they had 12 sellouts and seven of them were against the Cowboys. So it wasn't easy to be a Cardinals fan. You had to have a lot of wherewithal.
The Cardinals will play St. Louis this weekend, which sounds really odd if you're a baseball fan. And then they play two very good teams in Detroit and Seattle. Do you think the Cards will keep up their league-leading pace and make a run at the Super Bowl?
I think they can. This transformation started at midseason of 2013. They won seven of their last nine games a year ago. So they're 14-3 in their last 17 games. So it's not a fluke. They're well coached, and they have a nice nucleus of leadership. And Carson Palmer's really probably never played better in his career.
Kent Summers covers the Cardinals for the Arizona Republic. Kent, thank you very much for speaking with me.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.